Welcome to the Dirt Show, brought to you by Napa Auto Parts. And today we're going to talk to Race Saver sprint car driver Hunter Hansen. We'll also hear from Doug Miner from Miner's Outdoor, Tony Veneziano from SLS Promotions, Jim Holstein from the Museum of American Speed, and our old friend Speed the Sauce Man from Cookies Barbecue Sauces and Seasonings, right after a few words from our sponsors.
Hey, Dirt Show fans, this is Sierra Gannon, mortgage lender at Reliance Bank in Faribault, Minnesota. And I've got to ask, is your race shop getting a little small? Is the house packed tighter than a tool cart on race night? Let's fix that. For a limited time, Reliance Bank in Faribault, Minnesota is offering Dirt Show listeners $1,000 off closing costs on a home or cabin purchase. More space, less stress, local decisions made right here in southern Minnesota. Call me at 507-838-2299 or visit reliancebankmn.com today. Reliance Bank, banking you can count on.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC, subject to credit approval. Some restrictions may apply.
Never know how!
The summer heat is relentless, and your vehicle's battery is taking the hit. Pop the hood and give it a check. If it's time for a replacement, now's the perfect time. Get a $25 prepaid card with the purchase of a AAA battery, or a $20 prepaid card with the purchase of Napa Legend or Napa Legend Premium AGM battery. Send in the reinforcements, because summer is fierce. Offers valid in participating stores through August 31st. Restrictions may apply. See store for details.
A farmer knows every inch of his farm. What worked for someone else may not work for you. That's where the Coles Electric Ag Electricians excel. Whether you need wires trenched underground or power to a remote area of your property, the professionals at Coles Electric have the equipment and knowledge to get the job done quickly and correctly, providing 24-hour emergency service as well. When you're down, it's costing you money. See ColesElectric.com or call 507-451-1387.
Maximize your ag door clearance. Hi, this is Callie at Powerlift Doors by French Manufacturing. Get the full use of the height and width of your current opening every single time, ensuring easy, stress-free passage for your biggest combines and tractors. Choose Minnesota-made, high-quality Powerlift Doors. See powerliftdoors.com or call 507-374-9306.
Since 1997, Weir's Machine has been innovating the finest products in the racing industry. We also manufacture the Ultra Force Lope machines and develop the Ultra Force suspension software, which allows you to take your program to the next level. Be sure to check out the all-new Circle Track app, your ultimate go-to spot for race team information. Keep track of your maintenance schedule, parts list, car setups, and more. Proudly made in the USA, champions across the country choose Weir's Machine, Ultra Force, and the Circle Track app to take them to victory lane. Shop now at weirsmachine.com, ultraforcetech.com, and the all-new circletrackapp.com. Follow us on all of our social media platforms at Weir's Machine.
Foamcraft Packaging is a small family-owned company and has been in business since 1988. Hi, I'm Donna Ayers, and I own Foamcraft along with my husband, Bob. We specialize in quality, affordable custom foam and wood packaging. Let our professional staff of designers, engineers, and manufacturers create a packaging solution that fits your needs and budget. Located at 400 Alexander Drive in Owatonna, Minnesota. Give us a call at 507-455-2893. Look us up at foamcraftpackaging.com.
This is Justin Melfi from Milky Oil Company, this region's premier BP race fuel dealer, and you're listening to the Driver segment on The Dirt Show.
Welcome back to the Driver segment here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Race Saver sprint car driver Hunter Hansen. And Hunter, you grew up in sprint car country, Lakefield, Minnesota, home of Woodkey Racing Engines. Did you always want to be a sprint car driver right from day one?
So growing up, I didn't really even know about racing until I turned about 8 or 9 years old, and then we started racing go-karts. But it's actually kind of funny. So my grandpa, he raced sprint cars for probably 10 years back in like the late 80s, early 90s. And then his brother, Dwayne Hansen, raced late models and street stocks and modifieds for probably 50 years around the area here. Pretty known for that. But my dad raced modifieds too, and after he got out of it, he kind of kept himself away from the racetrack until I found like a box of trophies down in my grandparents' basement. And when I found them, I brought them home and I kind of said, where'd you get all these trophies from? And he brought up racing, and then I think a week later we had a go-kart and we kind of went from there, and we've been going ever since then. So it's definitely a cool thing to be around, and never really thought I'd get to the sprint car level, but it's awesome being here, and I don't plan to quit anytime soon.
Hunter, I'm sure I saw your grandfather race his sprint car, and that's pretty cool to find those treasures down in the basement that brings back all those family memories.
Yeah, definitely. I bet you've seen him at one point. He was the number 9A2. That's where I ended up getting my number from, was he ran the 9A sprint car, and my dad was always 9A2, so that's kind of a family tradition for me, but it's always been a cool thing to be around.
Let's go back to those kart racing days. I just had racing legend Daryl Nelson on the Dirt Show last weekend, and he said he highly recommends kart racing to all young drivers out there. Memories of your Welp Construction orange and yellow wing kart, because that was a cool ride.
I definitely say that go-kart racing is a big part of it. It builds all the fundamentals it takes to continue racing. That car was pretty good. We won like 8 races that season with it, traveled all over the place, so it was a really fun time. And just being around the go-kart racing, even to this day at the racetrack, I'd say I still see a ton of familiar faces that I raced with 5-6 years ago in the go-karts that I do now in the sprint cars even. So it's definitely a cool thing to do, and I'd recommend it to any person looking to get into racing. If you can't afford to go big right away, start out in the go-karts and just work your way up from there. It's definitely a blast.
And it is definitely a feeder program at all the racetracks I see. As those drivers move up to the next levels of racing, it's great to watch them develop.
Yeah, definitely. Go-karts just build on all of the fundamentals for racing, especially if you're just starting. You'll learn a ton of stuff in the go-kart world. Not so much like the adjustments on everything, but just how to be a smooth driver and just learn how to do everything that it takes to be a race car driver.
And I also see the young kids develop in how much effort it takes to get that car to and from the track and the maintenance during the week. It teaches you a lot of skills you're going to need in the future.
Yeah, definitely. Go-karts are nothing compared to the sprint cars maintenance-wise, but I definitely thought they were a lot when I was 9. But so when I raced go-karts, it was me and my sister, and she wasn't very into it. So I ended up getting both go-karts ready every week so that we were able to go racing on the weekends, because she would not come outside and clean her car. So I ended up getting 2 of them ready, but comparing that to a sprint car, that was quite a breeze.
Then you transitioned into the wing micro sprints. Those cars, as a fan, are really fun to watch. How did micros help you transition into the Race Saver sprint car series?
So compared to like a micro sprint to a go-kart, you try to be super smooth and steady on the gas and stuff. And the micro sprints are a lot more comparable to the sprint car. You're not always trying to be straight. You can run more than one line, and it definitely prepares you that wise. And then, like for me, I ran a 4-bar car, so our micro sprint, everything we learned setup wise and that, all transfers over to the sprint car stuff. So it kind of gives you an idea on what you're going to be working with on setups and adjustments before you actually made your way into the full size sprint car.
July 25th, I had USRA BMOD driver Clay Beamer join me from Fairmont. Southwestern Minnesota seems to really have a good young pool of talent right now. Is that because of all the racing opportunities around there?
Like, even just for me, within a 2-hour radius, there's so many different racetracks that you can race for all different types of classes, from go-karts to hobby stocks, street stocks, modifieds, late models, sprint cars. There's just a huge variety of cars and tracks you can race at here. You can basically race almost any day of the week you want to.
And speaking of racing opportunities, talking with promoter Doug Johnson, the Race Saver sprint car program is rapidly growing, and it's giving drivers opportunities to go virtually anywhere in the country because of their rules package. You can literally race from coast to coast under the same rules.
Yeah, definitely. They try to keep the rules like the same for like track to track. So like IMCA, I've raced IMCA all the way from North Dakota all the way down to Oklahoma, and we're going to get down to Texas this year. So you can definitely race the IMCA 305s basically anywhere in the country.
Let's talk about the Jackson Motorplex. Growing up watching sprint cars at Jackson, what do you remember about your first trip there in your very own sprint car and getting pushed out onto that track?
So I remember my very first night did not go very good. We struggled with issues all night long, ended up having some issues in our rear end. But I remember being super excited to be close to home racing, like super close to home, since I go to high school there in Jackson. So I knew a bunch of people who were going to be there from my class, family, friends. Like, everybody I knew was going to basically be there at the races, and then we kind of struggled with issues. But it's definitely a fun track to be at. It's a really good atmosphere, too. The fans are always great there, so it's definitely a cool place to be at.
Fans who have been to the Jackson Motorplex will know exactly what I'm talking about. Standing at ground level under the grandstands and watching the cars hot lap, the speeds are unbelievable. It really gives the fans a sense of how fast you're moving on that track and how little reaction time you have to make decisions.
Yeah, a camera never does a race car justice on that. So even just sitting up in the grandstands there at Jackson are huge compared to a lot of racetracks we'll go to. But yeah, I think they say for us in the 305s, they say our average lap speed is about 100 to 103 or something around there. So we're getting a little bit higher than that at the end of the straightaways, but we're definitely moving pretty good there, and you don't have a whole lot of time to react if something does happen on the racetrack.
Then you go to a track like Huset Speedway, tight, quick, and always turning. Totally different feel from Jackson.
Yeah, they're polar opposites on how you drive a race car and how you set it up. Jackson, you drive it a lot more like a go-kart, and Huset, you drive it like you're driving a 410 in comparison to at Jackson. You're a lot more sideways. You're always battling for position. You don't get spread out so much because that track's just a lot smaller than Jackson, so you're always close to somebody on that racetrack, and it makes it a lot more entertaining for the fans, and it's, in my opinion, it's a lot more fun for me. I've always been a fan of the small racetracks, so that's just kind of been my thing.
If you had a split second to react to a crash at other tracks, now at Huset's you have a microsecond. How far ahead are you trying to look to stay out of trouble? Are you glancing into the opposite turn to see what's going on up ahead of you?
Yeah, me personally, I've always been super, super aware of watching ahead of me. I'm just trying to see what everybody else is doing, let alone myself, to kind of be prepared if something does happen, to give yourself the most amount of time to react to it and to get out of the way or move wherever you have to so you don't get involved in crashes you don't need to be in. So you definitely can't watch your own nose. You got to watch ahead of you and make sure you can kind of see what's happening in front of you.
Timing during the hot laps. As a driver, when you unload that car at the track, you and the car have to be mentally prepared and ready to go, because as soon as that car is pushed off, you got to be fast right from the get-go.
Huset is definitely one of them tracks like that where when you unload everything into the infield, you're always kind of antsy and just getting ready to be on the track. It definitely comes quicker than you'd think, too. Like, you're sitting in the staging area, then in like the split second, then there you are. You pushed off onto the racetrack and you're getting ready to go racing. So you definitely have to be prepared before you get everything into the infield there, and then be prepared mentally as well.
One thing I'm so impressed with as a young driver, how meticulous you are with your maintenance program. Where did you learn those skills from?
I'd say I got that from my dad. He showed me how to do it on my go-kart about 2 times. And then after that, he told me that if the car wasn't clean to his standards, that we wouldn't be racing. So I've always been super, super picky on how I clean it, maintenance it, and like making sure everything is up to date. I keep a list of everything I have to do and when it was last done. So I try to stay pretty meticulous on that and make sure everything is in tip-top shape so you know you can perform at the top level too.
Wow, that sounds like a total dad move, but it obviously worked, because everything that you do from your trailer to your car to pictures of you in the shop, everything is just spotless.
Yeah, that's definitely my goal, is even if you're caught off guard, everything still looks clean and organized, and always try to be just on top of making sure everything is how it's supposed to be. I definitely think that winning races comes more in the shop than it does at the racetrack. I feel like if your car isn't ready and like maintenance like to its fullest, I don't think you can compete at a high level compared to if you didn't clean it, or say you didn't go through your torsion bars or something like that the weekend before. I definitely feel like that's a big factor in how fast you're going to be as a driver.
Rapid Speedway. Listening to you turn laps on Rapid Speedway, by the sound of your motor, you never lift. That has to be a rush.
Yeah, definitely. Rock Rapids is a track. It's all about momentum there. So the less you can get off the gas, the better you're going to be. It's definitely a pretty cool place to run there, too. I try to stay on the throttle a ton, especially with these 305s. You just don't have the power to pull yourself back out of it like you would in a 410. So usually if you got to slow down for a corner, you try to use your brakes more than get off the throttle just to kind of keep the car set and to make the car work how you want it to and keep the engine wound up and everything.
You also have a short window to move to the front. When do you make the decision to try a different line as a driver?
So me personally, I know people make different decisions just based on the situation, but me personally, I try to, like, I usually try to run a line for at least a lap to see, like, what I can do. And if I'm not gaining on a car, I'll definitely try to move around, whether that's opening your entry or if that's completely changing your line, like going from the bottom to the top. But you definitely don't want to wait a long time, especially in a heat race. You'll definitely try to move as fast as you can. But a feature, sometimes you can wait it out a little bit longer and see what you can make work in certain spots and just kind of wait for the scenarios to play in your favor.
In sprint car racing, a yellow or a red can be a blessing or a curse. If you have built up a huge lead, it's the last thing that you want to see. If your car is coming around but you have a huge gap to make up, it's definitely a blessing.
Yeah, definitely. Like for me at Huset's last year when I was leading out there at Huset's, I had a pretty decent sized lead there and we were starting to catch lap traffic and I was making my way through that and I could see the board and like see I had a decent lead and I was pretty excited about that. And then they threw a caution and that definitely changed the whole ball game because even if you did have a good lead before, now that lead is gone down to nothing. So definitely changes the ball game for everybody in the field. No matter where you're at, everybody's bunched back up again.
As a fan, we see guys out with shovels and scraping lines on the corner walls. How hard is it to see the walls in the dark because you know that they're there, but seeing them is critical to hitting your corner entry points and not driving into disaster?
Yeah, it's usually not too bad. I guess it kind of depends on what track you're at and like the size. Like if you're on a big half mile, usually it's pretty hard to see them just because it's hard to get light to cover that whole place, but usually it's not too terribly bad and you can kind of see where you're at or at least make out where you're going to be trying to enter in. But there has been a few instances where it's been pretty hard to tell where you were going to enter in or if there was like a rut and you couldn't really see where that rut was just because of a weird shadow or something that could definitely give you a little bit of a scare, but usually it's not too bad.
We've seen you at Arlington Raceway. How different is it to get on that hammer down track with no walls and just let her fly?
Arlington is kind of a different track compared to like Jackson. Like Jackson's another big track that you run at, but the two tracks race completely different. Arlington races like a small track, but it's a big track. So it's definitely a cool place to be at. And with the no wall stuff, I mean, it doesn't super bother me just because just like Rock Rapids, neither one of them have a top wall there, but it definitely could lead to some instances where if you do go off the track, it's a little scary just because you're going so fast when you go off that there's no way to stop before you hit a wall outside of the track. So it's definitely a pretty neat track, though. Arlington's always been one of my favorites. That's kind of where I started out my sprint car racing at. My first year, we ran there all the time, and we ran there a little bit last year and this year, but it's definitely a different place, and it races like a small track, which is just kind of crazy for a track that's that big with no walls around it.
Last year at age 15, you parked it in Victory Lane at Huset Speedway. Memories of that night at Huset?
Yeah, I remember to start the night out, we didn't like qualify very good in our hot lap session. I think we were kind of mid-pack in that. We barely made it into the redraw for the feature. We were the last car into the redraw for the feature. I ended up redrawing the number two spot and started outside pole for the feature and just got out to the front and never looked back on that. I remember being super nervous, though, leading a race for that long, leading from the green flag to the checkered. It definitely makes you a little bit nervous, just wondering, like, when people are going to be coming, especially with the field that Huset has. You know it's not a if people are coming, it's how long it's going to take for them to get there. So you definitely try to get out front and just keep that lead as big as you can the whole time.
And I can imagine when you reached lap traffic, you had to make some incredible decisions because you knew they were right behind you.
Yeah, definitely. It definitely puts the pressure on you pretty quick once you can see that you're catching them lap cars pretty quick, especially when you're out front and you got the clean air on your nose. And then right once you catch them, it's like you flip a switch from trying to maintain a lead to get by them as fast as you possibly can. Just trying to put any lap car you can between yourself and second place is a big difference too. You never know how a lap car is going to run, if they're going to change their line and kind of mess up the car behind you, which really helps as leading, but then at the same time, you don't know how they're going to react to it.
You made the tow to Arrowhead Speedway in Oklahoma last fall. How does the experience of running different tracks against different drivers help you personally improve your skills?
I think there's nothing you can do to beat lap time and just different track experience. Like for me, racing go-karts, microsprint, sprint cars, I've raced on so many different racetracks and with so many different people. I feel like that's what makes me the driver I am today, just racing with so many different people. Even for just being 16 years old, my second year of micro sprints, I ran at about 25 different racetracks. So I've had quite a few different track experiences, and that just helps me as a driver to understand what's going to happen just because I've been so many places that if you see kind of an unexpected situation, you're kind of a little bit more prepared or can be a little more prepared for that and kind of make the right adjustments for the car and for yourself.
May of 2026, you raced one of the holy grails of sprint car tracks in the United States, Eagle Raceway. Was it what you expected?
It was, but it wasn't. I mean, I was kind of expecting it to be similar to Houston's, but it feels like it has a ton of banking more. That place is super, super fun to race at. And we're going to go back for the Eagle Nationals there this year. The energy that the fans bring at that track is just insane. The grandstands are packed every single weekend for even just for a weekly show, they're always packed. And just a good group of drivers, too. Every single weekend, you can go to the races there, and you're going to be in for a tough challenge there just to run up front. It's definitely a cool track to be at, and one of my favorites, personally.
And speaking of speed and banking, during a recent rain delay, you decided to pack up and head to Belleville.
Yeah, that was a pretty last-minute decision. Jackson ended up getting rained out for their Friday race, and we were sitting in the shop watching Belleville because I know a few people who were down there, and I talked to a few of them after the races at about midnight, and we were talking about like the next night, and they were telling me how it's a full separate show, and we made the decision to start loading stuff up around 1:30 or 2 o'clock. We had the trailer loaded up and we left home at about 10. We cut it pretty close to get there. We got there pretty late, but that place is a complete different track. Even for me, like with all my tracks that I've ran at, I've never ran at a place like Belleville. That place is super, super fast, super fun though. Definitely looking forward to go back sometime, but that was a cool experience for me.
Your wall of trophies and awards in the shop, which ones mean the most right now?
For me personally, I'd say the win at Houston's means the most to me, just because the track is so well known and it was one of my bigger like 305 wins that I've had. You definitely can't, it's hard to top Houston Speedway just in general, but to win there, it's amazing to have a trophy like that on my wall in the shop.
Something other drivers can learn from you. You do a great job of keeping your fans updated and a tremendous job of promoting your sponsors on social media.
Yeah, I mean, you definitely have to promote your sponsors because they're the ones, for me especially, they're the ones who make it possible for me to race. I've got a ton of people who support me all year long and who have supported me since I raced go-karts. I've gained some, lost some, but every single one of them have played an important role in my racing career especially.
Who are some of the sponsors that help you on a race car?
I'll run through the list. It'll take me a second, but Danzen Trucking, Wasner Ag Supply, Hazer Auto and Detailing, Lakes Glass, Hanson Enterprise, Gunderson Racing Incorporated, Southwest Broadband, GDF Bobcat, Cozy Heat, Fireplaces, Grind Trucking, Dudley's Garage, Cranston Construction, Redmond Auto Body, BPS Builders Paint Solutions, Ricky Thornton Jr. Racing, Last Deck Decking, Brad's Garage, Exit Realtry, Plum Supply, Car Central, JNC Electric, Full Tilt Performance, Schley Farms, Leopold Farms, Hanson Farms, Haggy's Mini Storage, Eye Candy Design Studio, Condon Daycare, and Sojo Coffee Company. I can't thank each and every one of them enough. They're all the people who make it possible for me.
Where do you hope to see yourself in sprint car racing 10 years from now at the ripe old age of 26?
Me personally, I definitely hope to be in a 410 and racing at a national, like a competitive national level. Racing with the World of Outlaws or High Limit Series is definitely a dream of mine to get up to that stage eventually.
Well, one thing I can see is you definitely have the drive, you definitely have the social skills, and you definitely have the mentality to take care of your equipment, and that's what you need for one of those series.
Yeah, definitely. With their full season schedules, like the World of Outlaws running 90 races a year, you definitely have to be pretty mentally locked in to run with them. So hopefully we can make something like that work out in the future, and that'd be an awesome thing for me.
What are your goals for the remainder of the 2026 season and plans to travel? You did mention you might even go down to Texas this year.
Yeah, so me personally, we're going to Huset, Rock Rapids, Jackson, just because they're so close to me. And Huset, we're sitting fourth in points there. Rock Rapids, we're third in points. So since we've been running them quite a bit already, we might as well kind of finish out the season at them. To the Eagle National this year, which is a crazy fun event down there. Yeah, there's a few races down south in like Oklahoma and Texas that we've kind of been looking at going to again this year. We went to Arrowhead last year, and like my first year racing sprint cars, we went down to Red Dirt Raceway before that track closed down. But I feel like it's just a crazy experience to go down south and race a little bit later into the year. And I definitely like doing that and kind of keeps myself a little bit fresher for when the season does start, because you didn't end off so early in the year. But yeah, after we kind of finish out the tracks around here, we kind of plan to just travel around to some bigger shows and kind of hit up some of them.
Hunter, you have an amazing sprint car career going already at a very young age. Good luck with the remainder of the 2026 season. Can't wait to see how far you go in sprint car racing, and thank you so much for taking the time to be with us here on the Dirt Show today.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Does your car suffer from rough idling and stalling? Does it hesitate when you take off from the traffic light? If it does, it could be due to dirty fuel injectors. Clean your car's fuel injection system with Justice Brothers Fuel Injection System Cleaner. It cleans the important parts of your fuel system and helps to restore normal operation. And it's guaranteed to satisfy or your money back. Available wherever fine automotive products are sold.
See our display at Runnings.
Tell them Ed Justice Jr. sent you.
Aero Race Wheels is a leading manufacturer of high-quality steel racing wheels for both dirt and asphalt racing. Aero Racing Wheels are built right here at our headquarters in Estherville, Iowa. This U.S. company's premium race wheels have been designed to put drivers on the top of the podiums for over 30 years. You can't get any more American than that. See AeroRaceWheels.com or call 888-895-2376 today.
We've got another action-packed season for you here in Fairmont. Make sure to like and share our Facebook page, Fairmont Raceway, and visit our website, fmtraceway.com, for the full season lineup. New in 2026 is our youth four-wheeler giveaway and our FMT 4.6 liter rent-a-race car program. That's right, we have two race cars for rent, and every time you bring your kids to the racetrack, they get a free raffle ticket into winning themselves a four-wheeler at the end of the season. We hope to see all of you at the Fairmont Raceway for the 2026 season.
Midwest Collision. Midwest Collision.
If you have a vehicle accident, go with the pros. Midwest Collision in Faribault. Bob and his staff of experienced painters and body men have over 40 years of experience. Midwest Collision's paint matching capabilities and perfectly aligned body panels will make you forget an accident even happened. Call 507-332-2434. You bend them, we mend them.
Midwest Collision. You bend them, we mend them.
In 2009, the Outlaw Mini Mod Racing Series was organized by Batwing Chassis founder Nathan Kilwine. Today, you can find the Outlaw Mini Mod class running at local tracks like Chateau Speedway, Mason City Motor Speedway, and Worthington Speedway, along with many other tracks around southern Minnesota, North Iowa, and Wisconsin. Join the fun by becoming a driver in the most affordable class of dirt track racing in the country. Fans can follow the exciting 18-race Black Iron Manufacturing Outlaw Mini Mod Series Point Championship schedule by going to batwingchassis.com. Batwing Chassis, fast, affordable fun for everyone.
Welcome back here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Doug Miner from Miner's Outdoor and Rec. And Doug, a couple of big things. You are celebrating your 25th anniversary this year, Doug. Let's go back and talk about the early days. Back when you were young and running wild, you did some snowmobile racing. Where did you get your love for snowmobiles, and what are some of your memories of those days? Because I know people who have been here to the showroom, it is filled with memorabilia.
Yeah, I can tell you it's unbelievable that it's been 25 years since we've been here and that our roots come from the snowmobile business, mostly the salvage, and everybody knows us from that. And some of the greatest stories are listening to people come in and talk about being on the farm, buying parts. The memories were unbelievable. I mean, we worked super hard. We had jobs. We did it at night, but it was so rewarding to get that father and that son back up and running again, to go out and enjoy what we used to get, and that was snow, which we don't get a lot anymore. And a lot of people already know we've actually sold out the majority of our snowmobile parts. I still have all my collection, and we still have some old parts available here. But the industry has changed, unfortunately. But, you know, the memories of the snow and the riding and working on it for 3 hours to ride it for 15 minutes is probably one of them things. But it was great character building.
And probably the biggest award you got from snowmobile racing is your wife.
Yeah, it was great. You know, we actually went on a blind date, got hooked up by a mutual friend. And yeah, it was great. I did an article for a snowmobile magazine, and I said, once racing's in your blood, it's always in your blood. I was taking a few years off, and that was the article and led up to it. And she read it and said, I need to meet this guy. And the rest is history.
How did that passion for snowmobiles and the outdoors lead to the opening of this business?
Well, so unfortunately, in 2001, we had a fire. So we had to do something, whether be done or move. And I was in talking to Martin Krampitz, and I said, well, what are you going to do with this place? He says, well, I'm going to sell it to you. And I said, well, okay. So the passion kind of evolved from snowmobiles to outdoor power equipment to golf carts. And so now we're into really just outdoor power equipment and golf carts. But the passion for snowmobiles will never leave. My kids love it. I love it. We go out west yet, so snowmobiling is just one of them freedom sports that's hard to beat.
Literally, if you can use it outdoors, you specialize in those products. I remember those first golf carts back when I was a kid. Slow, heavy, and pretty crude compared to the luxury carts of today.
They've definitely made these golf carts more like a vehicle now. And a lot of people have seen it in the side-by-sides also. But these vehicles have the luxury from touch screens, blinkers, lights, flashers, four-pass, coolers, cup holders, enclosures, cabs, air conditioning. You name it, we can put it on a golf cart. So they've gotten pretty nice.
The mower technology has changed as well. You look at the innovations on these new Grasshopper and Husqvarna residential and commercial mowers, reliability, ease of use, and durability built right in. And I just heard you talking to a customer about the seat and how much you will appreciate that when you put in some hours of mowing.
Yeah, you know, it's one of them things when you don't know what you don't have, you don't know what you don't have. So these mowers mow faster, the technology goes. Well, the seats have evolved exponentially with them and give you a great ride. And it gives you the ability to get your lawn mowed faster, giving you more free time. Some of the other innovative stuff that's coming is these auto mowers are still evolving. We've gone from wired ones to wireless auto mowers now that take care of the lawn for you in a striped pattern if needed. They're rung off of GPS or cell service. So yeah, the technology is from the ride-ons to the auto mowers just keeps evolving.
The amount of dead ash trees as you drive around the area is unbelievable. If you have the skills to run a chainsaw, you have the saws, the blades, and the gear in stock to get those jobs knocked out.
Yes, absolutely. From the, like you said, the saw to the spare chains to the safety equipment, we have it all. And it's unfortunate to see all these dead ash trees out there. But the sooner we get them cleaned up, the sooner we get the new growth coming, the sooner the next generation can enjoy the brightness and the health benefits of having trees.
Parts and repairs. Every time I'm in Miners Outdoor, someone is picking up their repaired golf cart or mower or stopping by to buy parts or batteries to go home and fix theirs themselves.
Yeah, we got a full service and a full parts. We, of course, service what we sell plus some. We are a very busy shop, which is very fortunate. And this August has been good. July's been good. It just keeps raining. And so that's good for us. But we do have a full service shop.
Coming up this week is the Steele County Fair in Owatonna. As always, Doug, you are set up at the Steele County Fair directly across from the cow barns next to the 4-H food stand. This is a great opportunity for customers who are thinking about getting a zero turn or replacing their current mower to come by, check out what you have. Sit on these seats, see how nice and comfortable the new mowers are, and also go home with a great deal.
Yes, absolutely. Like always, we'll have a big display up there of the mowers. We're going to have our specials on them for the year-end stuff, the fair week specials. We're going to have golf carts up there. We'll have an auto mower up there. Come check us out at the Steele County Fair.
What is the best way to come see you down here in Blooming Prairie?
Well, I'm telling you, just stop in. We have a website. Check it out. Give us a phone call. Walk in through the door. Shake my hand, and we'll show you what we got.
I like that. Old school face-to-face.
Absolutely. The only way.
Congratulations on 25 years in business, Doug.
Thank you very much.
Anderson Enterprises have changed their name. Velocities in La Center is your racer-owned local provider of apparel and promotional products. Velocities' German-engineered 10-color screen printing machine will make your shirts pop. This screen printer can pump out 300 shirts per hour while maintaining meticulous quality. Screen printing, embroidery, signs, decals, wraps, and banners. Contact Velocities at 507-351-9244. Mention this Dirt Show ad and get 10% off your next order.
The definition of a race, a competition between two vehicles to see which is the fastest from point A to point B. Do you need it to be the fastest in a quarter mile, hold together with a big shot of nitrous, or last for 30 laps on an oval? Do you want the confidence that you have a winning motor under the hood? Then call us at Byers Engine Service. We've been building engines for winners for over 50 years. Stop by and see us in Rochester today at 2915 20th Street Southeast or call us at 507-282-5586. We'll take care of the horsepower.
Race fans, while you're here in Knoxville, be sure to visit the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. On race nights, we're open until the races are over, and you can find the latest sprint car apparel, books, and merchandise inside the museum store. Mark your calendar for Saturday, May 30th, for the 36th National Sprint Car Hall of Fame induction banquet right here in Knoxville. Tickets are on sale now in the museum store, and we'll see you at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum.
Welcome back here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Tony Veneziano from SLS Promotions. And Tony, I know when I'm talking to you, there is a cool race coming up in our area. Friday night, August 21st, the World of Outlaw Sprint Car Series visits the Ogilvy Raceway for the Big O Showdown presented by the Wagaman Brothers. Great track, great show, great people.
Yeah, it'll be the fourth year in a row coming up to Ogilvy, so definitely looking forward to that. Kind of started a new tradition. Last year, the race got shifted to August. The first couple of years, it was in June, so kind of found a good spot in the calendar in August. And, yeah, it's something the guys always look forward to. You know, they get through the Knoxville Nationals, and then they get to enjoy the kind of backside of the season, the second half of the season a little bit with a little of the pressure taken off.
And the great thing for the fans that are planning on attending, there is a great points battle going on between the top four, David Gravel, Sheldon Hodenchild, Michael Kofoit, and Carson Macedo. Those guys are within a few points of each other, and things could change rapidly.
Yeah, they could. You know, and recently Sheldon Hodenchild moved into second. That's the highest he's ever been in points. He's had a great season. I mean, he started off a little slow, and then he started racking up in the late spring, and now in the summer, he is just on an absolute roll. He's second in wins. Buddy Kofoit and David Gravel lead the series. They have 9-10 wins right now. But Sheldon's not far behind. He's at 7 wins, I believe it is, and just keeps racking up the points and the good finishes. I mean, there was a stretch where he was in the top 5, something like 12 out of 13 or 14 races in a row. So he's really gaining that consistency. And I think that's come from being a veteran driver. You know, he's still a young guy for the most part, but when he was really young, you know, he was very, very aggressive. He's still aggressive, but I think he's kind of learned to temper that a little bit that, you know, if you have to settle for a third or fourth place and gain the points, that's a lot better night than taking a risk you probably don't need to take and wrecking and ended up 20th or something and losing a lot of points. So, you know, and that comes with just experience and time. You know, Buddy Kofoit as well, you know, he's kind of learning the more years he's on the road. Sometimes you got to back off just a little bit to gain those spots and gain the points because, yeah, like you said, every point out there is important, and you're chasing a guy like David Gravel, who's won a few titles in a row. He knows how to points race, so you got to take everything you can out there. And, yeah, those guys, it's been exciting watching them. You know, it's kind of a new age of the World of Outlaws with the younger guys up front now.
August 21st, the grandstands open at 4 p.m., hot laps at 6:30, with racing to follow, and I highly recommend getting there early because the t-shirt trailers will be out. You can see some of the drivers at their trailers, and if anybody knows the Wagaman brothers that are putting on this big O showdown, they definitely like to throw a party, and a race will break out.
Yeah, and just a great facility, too. I mean, they do a heck of a job. Everybody at Ogilvy, it's one of the nicest facilities on the tour. I've been fortunate enough to make it up there a couple times for the race, and, yeah, just a great track. They do great track prep, a racy surface. You know, got some good banking there to be able to run the high side of the track. Guys run the middle, the bottom, so you have multi-groups of racing. And yeah, just a great day, you know, to come out early in the day, just be able to spend the day at the track. And like you said, check out all the merchandise the drivers had. Just some really neat shirts this year. Some guys who I just the other day saw, the Macedo brothers, Carson and his brother Cole, they have a new shirt that it's called the Macedo Brothers, but it kind of looks like the Mario Brothers video game and movies. It's pretty neat, the things the people have done. And Sheldon Hodenshield, he kind of has a couple shirts that look like some rock band logos and stuff. So, I mean, it's really neat what the guys do. And, you know, a lot of the drivers, it's the girlfriends, the wives, the moms who kind of handle the merchandise, and they are very creative in what they come up with. And they have some just great shirts and hats and things like that.
At the track, non-electric camping is available on site, or you can contact Sundown Campgrounds, which is just adjacent to the track, and get a spot. Many fans will also be following the World Outlaw Tour to the Jackson Motorplex the following night on Saturday, August 22nd. So a lot of great racing going on in our area. How can they get tickets, Tony?
Yep, so they can go to SLSpromotions.com, click on the Ogilvy event. It'll take them to the website, and they'll be able to pick their seats. Something unique at Ogilvy, all seats are reserved, so every single seat has a number on it. And there's also the track the last few years has had the terrace parking where people, by the season, they get a spot up in turn one, turn two area, and they're able to kind of park up there and tailgate and set up their little setups up there and tailgate and grill and things like that. So that's something neat as well for the people that take advantage of the terrace parking. But otherwise, yeah, great grandstands there. Starts on the turn one side, goes to the turn four side. So you have a great view no matter where you're at in those stands.
Tony, thanks for all you do with SLS Promotions and bringing this great race to our area for the fans. And thank you so much for being with us here on the Dirt Show today.
Thank you, Clayton. Appreciate it.
Shevlin Enterprises, your locally owned and operated sanitation and recycling service, offers commercial, residential, construction, and industrial trash removal and recycling in Owatonna and the surrounding areas in Dodge and Steele counties. Shevlin Enterprises also specializes in roll-offs and dumpsters. 2, 4, and 6-yard dumpsters for those smaller jobs, or 10, 15, 20, and 30-yard dumpsters for those big jobs. Contact Chris and his staff today for small-town service at a small-town price. 528-9900. That's 528-9900.
Altenburg Construction, backed by over 30 years of experience, is well known for slat replacement. Altenburg Construction now offers the Slat Vision Inspection System to help their customers determine when they should plan for a capital cost. Altenburg Construction also added a new demolition shredder that can take care of any old structures or farm sites, making way for a fresh start. See AltenburgConstruction.com or call 888-435-2210.
Coatings, let Bulldog protect and restore your floors. Transform your old garage floor with a local family owned Bulldog Pros. Beautiful coatings, longevity, trust the experts, we make it so easy. Affordable solutions, you can't go wrong. See BulldogCoatingsMN.com. Bulldog Coatings, let Bulldog protect and restore your floors.
Welcome back here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Jim Holstein from the Museum of American Speed in Lincoln, Nebraska. And Jim, I think one of the wisest choices I've made in a long time was making the Museum of American Speed one of our stops when we took a vacation back in June. What an amazing facility, and I would recommend anybody listening to this show right now, make time in your schedule to get down there in the next year.
Well, thank you.
Clayton. We appreciate that. And we enjoyed having you at the museum and taking you on a tour of what we have to offer the folks.
When I called down there before we came down on vacation, the lady on the phone said the tour guide that afternoon really knows his stuff, and I would highly recommend taking the tour at 1 o'clock. And I'm so glad I did, because we had a great time walking around, talking about the vehicles. There is so much history. And the other thing that really impressed me was the restored racing engines. I can't remember how many engines you told me you have on display, but it's everything from board track race cars, dirt track race cars, asphalt race cars, Bonneville salt flat cars. That place is amazing.
Yep, we even have the original funny car from drag racing Dick Landy used to drive back in the day. Engine-wise, we're somewhere in the 800 range of different engines, no two exactly alike.
Another thing that really caught my attention was when we were in the one room, and I can't remember which room it was because there are so many, but we're literally standing next to a Duesenberg, a Bugatti, and a Tucker.
Yeah, and that's on the first floor, and that Tucker is number 24 of the 51 that were built, 47 of them which survive, and that happens to be in a color called Waltz Gown Blue, which was Preston Tucker's wife's favorite color, so it's a little extra special for us.
Tell people about, you do have the world's largest collection of pedal cars.
I would love to do that. We have over 700 of them now, and some of those pedal cars go back to the early 1900s, and it's an amazing collection of pedal cars.
And speaking of a little extra special, we actually got to go through the Unser private vault that day and to stand there and see the rings that the family won and all of their major possessions in that one little room was incredible.
Yeah, the Unser family wanted some of those things kept under maximum security. And we located this vault up in a bank enclosed in South Dakota and built that room for it, and it just worked out. Some of the diamond rings and the Rolex watches that the Unsers won and that sort of thing are worth a lot of money, I'm sure. But there are some trophies in there that, not big dollar value, but evidently by their standards, that had sentimental value that they didn't want to ever go away. So we opened that for 2 hours, Monday through Friday, from noon to 2, and then the vault gets locked up, even though our hours are from 10 to 4:30. So we adhere to that pretty strictly.
And let me tell you, if you're going to this place, 10 to 4:30 flies by in a heck of a hurry. There is actually three stories of vehicles, and you're thinking about adding on another 90,000 square feet. Is that correct?
I don't know if it's quite 90,000 or not for sure. I know that's been talked about, but right now it's in the planning stages, and how soon that'll come to fruition, I can't say, because I just don't know.
Jim, this museum is 100% handicapped accessible, so if you don't think you can cover three floors of this massive museum, you have scooters right inside the door. You also have a gift shop. Right now I'm reading the book by Bob May on Nebraska dirt that I bought down there at the bookstore, and it is awesome. There is so much to do. How can they find out more about the Museum of American Speed in Lincoln, Nebraska? Get online, book a tour if they're coming down, and find you in Lincoln.
We would love to have you come back at some point. And many things has changed in the museum on a daily basis. It's not a static collection, so we're constantly rotating different cars in and out and giving people something new to see that happened to come very frequently.
How can they find out more about the museum and get in touch, hooking up a tour?
Well, we're on Facebook. Just go to the Museum of American Speed. And you can find us online the same way, so you can check us out and see what we have to offer. We've been voted the best car museum in the country for car lovers by both USA Today and Newsweek magazines in the last couple of years. I'm confident that anyone that comes to visit us won't leave disappointed. They'll be happy that they came.
They definitely will not leave disappointed, and I totally agree. Best car museum in the country. Jim, thanks for the awesome tour back when we were on vacation, and thank you so much for joining us here on the Dirt Show today.
Thank you very much for having me.
When you need a trailer, you want selection, service, and someone who will be there after the sale. Zach's Sales and Service in Sherburn is this region's leader in quality trailers. From H&H, Aluma, Mission, and Easy Hauler. Whether you need a utility, enclosed, dump, flatbed, or tilt trailer, Zach's Sales and Service has over 300 trailers on the ground and ready for delivery today. Contact Zach's Sales and Service today at 507-764-2299 or see zachstrailersales.com, where service is right in their name.
For the past 54 years, the Mizgan family has been making an impact on our planet. Hi, this is Jim Mizgan from Mizgan Auto Parts. We started our business back in 1972. Can you imagine what our planet would look like today if we didn't choose to recycle? When you need quality used parts, engines, transmissions, or if you want to recycle an old vehicle or even a pile of scrap, contact us at Mizgan Auto Parts, 507-684-2100. And now, even more than ever, recycle we must, and in God we trust.
Ever dreamed of a replica of your race car? VT's 3D Prints are a local business designing and printing custom 3D mini replicas of race cars. This is a unique way for racers and race enthusiasts to showcase their favorite race cars. VT's 3D Prints also creates championship trophies and custom cars for banquets and special occasions. See VT's 3D Prints on Facebook or call Dylan at 605-261-0197 for a gift that they will never forget.
Welcome back to our special segment here on The Dirt Show, brought to you by Cookies Barbecue Sauces and Seasonings. And as always, I'm joined by Speed the Sauce Man and Speed Chicken Quarters in Beer, Butter, and Flavor Enhancer. Sound tremendous.
Oh, I'll tell you what, Clayne, it is so good. This is a great one to do. And chicken quarters, you can catch them on sale quite often. You can use this with whole chicken stew cut up. But I like the chicken quarters. What I do is I take one of those throwaway foil pans, they call them half pans, just set that on your grill, dump in a can of beer, and it can be NA beer or regular beer, don't make any difference. One stick of butter and 3 tablespoons of our cookies flavor enhancer and all-purpose seasoning. Heat that beer up and it'll melt the butter. Then just stir a little bit and then lay your chicken quarter down in it and then turn it over so you got both sides kind of quartered. Let them sit on your grill and simmer there. Turn them about maybe 20 minutes in. I turn them, reach an internal temperature of about 165 or 170. Then pull it out of that beer, butter, and flavor enhancer mixture and just lay it on your grill just for a couple minutes just to crisp it up because your chicken is already done. And then if you do want a barbecue flavor, brush it with our Sweet Hickory Original or any one of our cookie sauces and leave it on the grill for about another 2 minutes and then pull it. But I'll tell you what, just with the seasoning and the butter and the beer, that chicken is to die for. It's so moist. And I might add, if you got any leftover, which I've never had any, but if you have any leftover, one time I had a little bit left and I just chilled it down and ate it the next day, and boy, that was just good eating it cold. Just go to our website, cookiesbbq.com. On the beer chicken, just shoot me an email, speed@cookiesbbq.com, and tell me you want the beer chicken recipe, and I'll just fire it back to you on your email.
Extreme!
Why choose powder coating over liquid paint finishes? Maximum durability. Extreme powder coating offers a scientific process that uses electricity and heat to bake the colorful finish deep into your product. Extreme can deliver media blasting, impact-resistant epoxy primers, and durable powder coat applications to meet your needs. Custom colors and exhaust coatings are available also. Visit ExtremePowderCoating.net for more information.
BP Racing Fuels is proud to be recognized as a world leader in race fuel technology. BP's fuels have a well-deserved reputation for power and consistency, winning championships in every form of motorsports for more than 40 years. Whether sportsman or pro, methanol or gasoline, BP has a fuel to ensure optimum performance for your application. See the full line of BP's high-performance products online at bpracingfuels.com. At VP Racing Fuels, our passion is your performance.
Kevco drive shafts are 100% American-made in the USA with USA-sourced materials, using precision machine yokes offering more clearance and higher strength than any shaft on the market. All drive shafts are meticulously hand-built and balanced on our new Superior Driveline Shaftmaster machine. Kevco drive shafts has the ability to build carbon fiber drive shafts loaded with Spicer 1310 solid-body non-greasable U-joints for superior strength. Kevco also offers U-joints, U-bolts, slip yokes, and anything you need for your drive shaft. Call them today, 800-770-3557, or online at kevcoracing.com.
Wolf & Sons Yard Service has heavy equipment. This is Scott Wolf. Whether you need a basement dug, a building removed, footings for a remodel, an RV, camper, or boat pad, rock, sand, or dirt hauled, call 455-3524.
Hi, this is Harvey West, and you've been listening to The Dirt Show. See you at the races.